Thank you for joining with me on this meditation on newness. We're going to begin by getting centered. So sit yourself comfortably, either on a chair, couch, floor, and have your feet touching the ground or sit in a cross-legged position. Feel your body touching the floor, couch, chair. Feel the periphery of your body and how it meets the earth. And now notice your positioning and bring the trunk of your body, your neck and your head perpendicular to the ground, sitting as upright as you can. Breathe through your nose, in and out, and place your hands comfortably on your knees in an upward open position. And now I invite you to follow your breath, to place your attention directly upon your breath, not with the intention of changing it in any way, but with the intention of observing it. Observe how your breath moves in and out or up and down. And find yourself getting in your own natural breathing rhythm. And just notice that the breath is breathing you as you pay attention to its process. The breath breathes me in and out, up and down, in and out, in and out. And as I observe my breath, I become quiet inside, very much relaxed. Naturally, through this observation process. And I invite you, as you observe your breath, to spend a few moments here in silence. And today we're contemplating, we're marinating on the scripture from Revelations that says, "Behold, I make all things new." Behold, I make all things new. So let's just sit for a few moments with the word behold. Behold. Notice what it's like to be a beholder. We're beholding our breath. It's within us, it's breathing us. We are the holder for our breath. What if we're the holder for new? Behold, I make all things new. Behold, in its definition, means to see with new sight, to perceive newly. Behold. I like to take the word into two pieces and to look at be and hold. Behold, like I am being a holder. Behold, I behold. Behold, and we can behold so much. I can behold an emotion. I can behold a perception. I can behold an opinion. What am I a holder of? Behold. And the scripture says, a holder of new. Behold, I make all things new. So I sit with the energy of beholding now. And let's breathe in, be. And let's breathe out, hold. And let's breathe in, be. And let's breathe out, hold. And let's breathe in, be. And let's breathe out, hold. And now with the word as one, let's breathe in, behold. And breathe out, behold. Behold, I make all things new. Feel the energy of that word, behold. Feel the word behold in your body. Open to the message of behold. This is not an intellectual pursuit. This is a feeling, an absorption, and a recognition, and a resonance within the body. Behold. The field of beholdedness. Behold, I make all things new. And now let's place our attention upon the second word in this revelation. And that is I. Behold, I. Behold, I make all things new. I as a noun. Behold, I make all things new. I as singular, the singular verb form of be. Behold, I. And when I think of I think of the I am consciousness, which was spoken of with Moses. Behold, I. Behold, God. Behold, the only. Behold, the singular unified field of consciousness. Behold, the only. Behold, the one. Behold, I. Behold, God. Behold, the thing itself. Behold, I. Behold, I, not behold you or behold it or behold we, but behold, I. Behold, I make all things new. Behold, I make all things new. Let's take a moment and just breathe in and out the vibration of the singular first person verb, I. Behold, I. I. Breathe in I and breathe out I. Breathe in I and breathe out I. And the third word here is our verb. Behold, I make. I make the maker. The maker. Behold, I create. Behold, I produce. Behold, out of nothing comes something. Behold, unfolding is. Behold, I make. Behold, I make. Make, create, do, bring forward. I bring forward. I bring forward the new. Behold, I make all things new. Let's breathe in, make, and breathe out, make. And breathe in, make. And breathe out, make. The verb to make. Behold, I make. Behold, I make. Behold, I. Behold, God. Behold, the only makes. All. Not some, not a select few, not a certain type, but all. Behold, I make all, everything in totality, all. Nothing is excluded. Behold, I make all. Behold, I make all, everything. The total, the full and complete enchilada. I make all. Let's breathe in all and breathe out all. And breathe in all and breathe out all. Say all with me, for all begins with the A of Amen and Ah and Alleluia. And all those, it's Ah is a holy sound. So speak this one out loud with me. Breathe in and say, all. As we exhale, breathe in. And as we exhale, say, all. Feel that all, the beginning of the word, alleluia. Feel that all. Behold, I make all things new. Feel the energy of the all, and I, as I see it in my mind, I see the all juxtaposed to the I, which is the singular only. So it's like, out of that one comes the all, out of that one comes the many. So behold, I, that which is the only thing that is, makes all which is evident in form. Behold, I make all things. Let's look at the word things. As I first started meditating on this scripture, behold, I make all things new, I was going to combine all things as though it was one idea. And then I sat with it and sat with it and marinated and contemplated and realized the beauty of the word things, because things are tangible. So out of the nothingness comes the thing. Out of the nothingness comes the being. Out of the nothingness comes me. Out of the nothingness comes my home. Out of the nothingness comes my daughter. Out of the nothingness comes the stars. Out of the nothingness comes the couch I'm sitting on. All things. Behold, I make all things, not some, as I said before, but all, and not ideas, but tangible things. Behold, I make all things new. And new is such a powerful word. Let's breathe in the word new and breathe out the word new and breathe in the word new and breathe out the word new and in the word new and out the word new. And new means to be made new or to be born again. Behold, I make all things born again. Behold, I make all things fresh. New is fresh. New is vital. New is alive. New is alive. So within you and within me resides the energy that creates and makes our perception awake to the newness that always is. Behold, I make all things new. Behold, I make all things vital. Behold, I make all things alive. Where's the presence of God found? In that which is alive. Where's the presence of love felt? In that which is fresh. Where is peace found? It is in the new realization that it's been here all along. Behold, I make all things new. New being a word of transformation. New being a word of transformation. Behold, I make all things new. Let's enter into a few moments of silence. And it is my prayer and my intention that I and that you, if you're so called, sit and do this meditation daily for 30 days and allow my soul to open more fully and my beingness to align more solid with the vibration of the beholding and the new making. That my life may be aligned with this high holy truth. And that my actions may come from this space. And so it is. Amen. You may now open your eyes. Take a few big, huge, gigantic, vital breaths. Nice, loud breaths. Nice, loud, vital breaths. Shake your body. Stamp your feet on the floor a bit. Come fully and completely awake. Take a moment to look throughout the room. Move your head around. See what's around you. Look at the vibrancy of the colors. And have a blessed day.